Dog in the South, written by Ruth Park and read by Kate Hood. This was the place where the Darcys lived, Plymouth Street, Surrey Hills, Sydney, in an unlucky house which the landlord had renumbered from 13 to 12 and a half. It was the oldest in Plymouth Street, a cranky brown house with a blistered green door and a step worn into dimples and hollows that collected the rain in little pools in which Roey and Delore, when little, had always expected to find frogs. There were many houses like number 12 and a half, smelling of leaking gas and rats and mouldering wallpaper, which has soaked up the odours of a thousand meals. The stairs were very dark and steep, and built on a slant as though the architect were drunk, so that from the top landing you couldn't see the bottom. On the top landing hung a little globe, very high up, so that the tenants could not steal it. It was as small as a star and as yellow as a lemon. Downstairs there was a dark bedroom without windows or skylight, a kitchen with a broken floor, and a scullery with one window overlooking the flagged yard, where a drunken garbage can stood with its lid over one ear. Upstairs were three cramped attic bedrooms. Hughie and Mama had slept in one of these for a long time, but it had a sloping roof, so that anybody bouncing hastily out of the left-hand side of the bed hit himself a terrific blow on top of the head and fell prostrate again. Hughie had done this a thousand times, both drunk and sober, and it was the main cause of his frequent absence from work. As he pointed out to Mama, by the time he'd shaken his brains back into their proper place, it was past the hour and no use going to work at all, seeing that a man was fined for every minute he was late. He had promised himself time and time again that he'd move the bed, but somehow it never got done, for it meant rearranging all the furniture, and that would take a full afternoon of time. He could not afford that, for Saturday afternoon he always spent at the pub, and Sunday afternoon he spent sleeping off Saturday afternoon.